Everyone, this is Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly Fan Podcast team. We are back with Episode 2, Season 3 of Stealth Strike. This is a little spin-off series to our normal podcast where I play through either solo or two-player games of Marvel Champions. I narrate the game in an audio feed on our main feed, but I'm now also doing YouTube videos. So in this Season 3, I am going through the Galaxy's Most Wanted campaign, and we are on to Scenario 2 in Standard Campaign with my favorite hero, Hawkeye. So we're going to be playing Hawkeye against the Collector. If you haven't played the Collector yet, you're going to want to tune out and come back later so that you can learn all about the Collector in this new awesome campaign expansion. But for now, I'm going to get set up to take Hawkeye up against the Collector. So we've got our card cam over here. Hopefully it's more useful than it was last time. I also apologize, last time I didn't narrate as well as I normally do, talking about my decisions and my plays. I was getting a little too obsessed with the video feed here. I'm going to do my best to just ignore the fact that the camera's on and not pay attention to the video feed. So if the video looks like garbage, well, it's because my priority is on the audio. So we'll see how this goes for Galaxy's Most Wanted. Scenario 2. We took down Drang in one shot. We are playing in standard mode, so I'm hoping that just happens. We are now playing a Hawkeye Justice deck, so we are no longer in the aggression aspect because we are not locked into anything. So here we go. Scenario 2. Infiltrate the museum. Though the Badoon were formidable, the teamwork and coordination between the Avengers and Guardians was enough to quell Drang's onslaught. After the battle, Gamora is able to extract critical information from Drang about why they attacked Earth by using a few persuasive interrogation techniques. As it turns out, Tanalir T'Van, better known as the Collector, heard about the Reality Stone on Earth. Already having the Power Stone in his possession and always looking to expand his collection, he hired the Badoon to steal Earth's stone. Deciding it best if the Collector had no stones at all, you set out towards his museum. The villain deck contains Collector 1 and Collector 2. We're not playing an expert, so let's not worry about that. The main scheme is the Grand Collection, 1A, 1B, so only one main scheme. The encounter deck includes Infiltrate the Museum, Galactic Artifacts, Menagerie Medley, and the standard encounter set. We also have the Badoon Headhunter and one encounter card in addition, because we took him down last time. We are going to form the collection. Throughout the course of Infiltrate the Museum scenario, cards may be added to the collection. The collection is an out-of-play game area shared by all players and specific to the scenario. Cards in the collection follow standard rules for out-of-play cards. When creating space for the collection area, ensure that the collection is easy, visible, and reachable by all players. Alright, special setup. Reveal Gallery of Splendor. This is the campaign standard challenge. It is a side scheme with 3 base threat and hinder 3, so it's going to start with 6 and victory 1. When defeated, place the top card of each player's deck face up into the collection. So that's bad. Unlike Drang's scenario, where it sort of helped us, this one is going to hinder us. We are facing off against the Collector. He has 2 scheme, 1 attack in this first stage with 13 hit points. When a card or player or encounter would be placed into a discard pile from play, place it face up into the collection instead. The main scheme is just set up the collection, pretty easy. It pops at 10 threat per player and starts with 4 threats. So we got 10 threat on the board right away. Hawkeye does not like this. Hero action. Choose to either exhaust your hero or spend 2 resources of any type to discard 1 card from the collection into its owner's discard pile. Cool. If there are at least 5 cards in the collection, or if this stage is completed, the players lose the game. Not so cool. Not so excited about that one. But we'll see how it goes. And with that, we will get things underway. I'm going to start shuffling my deck. I apologize for the shuffle noises, and we'll see how this goes. So I played the Collector a few times in standalone, not with Hawkeye, but I think Hawkeye is going to do pretty good. I think one of the keys is lots of status conditions on the Collector. The other key is just spending those resources and slow churning with those status effects to keep things out of the collection. I think events are actually very strong against the Collector, so those 10 arrow events in Hawkeye's kit are hopefully going to come up super clutch as we take on the Collector. No other side schemes came out right away in standard, at least, so that's nice. I appreciate that. And we've got our one, we've bought one 2-unit cost event that is in our deck, so hopefully that will help us out. We do have 2 spare units from the last scenario, and I'm planning to use them. So we'll see how that goes here shortly. All right. our deck is sufficiently shuffled. Let's give the encounter deck a shuffle. I'm going to move some token bowls around just to give myself more playroom and play space for you all to see exactly what's going on. That's going to be in the card cam. That's a problem. Yonkity, yonkity. There we go. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Hawkeye's a pretty slow shuffler because he doesn't throw cards like one of my other favorite heroes, Gambit, and that is why. So, we've got Hawkeye here. We're going to make things do and see how they go. I'm going to start by drawing my opening hand of six cards. Put our deck in our discard pile over here. And we have got Stealth Strike, cool. Cable Arrow, Honorary Adventure, Strength, Stealth Strike, Explosive Arrow. We do not need either of those Stealth Strikes to start with. In fact, those are probably a bad card for this scenario, because we really don't want to be killing minions if we can just tank them. I am also going to pitch Honorary Adventure, and I'm going to count damage up on me. That's how I'm going to do this. We'll keep the Cable Arrow. I'm going to ditch the Explosive Arrow and keep Strength and draw four new cards. So we've got an Electric Arrow, Four Justice, First Aid, and Power of Justice. So first things first, we are going to spend this First Aid to grab our bow, almost on the bottom of our deck, but super essential to have. One annoying thing that can come up here is if you get Hawkeye's Obligation, a lot of times I discard Hawkeye's bow, and then you discard the Obligation. That would put two cards into the collection, which sounds brutal, so we are not going to do that. Was I supposed to place a card into the collection? Did I miss that? Oh my gosh, I didn't put a card into the collection and I was supposed to. So this Stealth Strike is technically in there. And I should have one more card. Sorry about that, everybody. Cheating here a little bit, like a McCheaty face. I shouldn't have one. Let's just scratch this. Start over. Let's play by the actual rules. We're going to shuffle, because I just gave myself way too big of an advantage. Shuffle our deck one more time. This is really fun to listen to. I'm glad you're all tuning in for this portion of the show, which is extremely exciting. And we're going to put our top card of our deck into the collection. It is an Expert Marksman. It is not Hawkeye's Bow, which is a big deal. Now we're going to draw our six opening cards. Stealth Strike, Power of Justice, Calculate the Odds, Honorary Avenger, Genius, and Earth's Mightiest Heroes. So we're going to get rid of Stealth Strike. We are going to get rid of Honorary Avenger. We're probably going to get rid of the Power of Justice and Earth's Mightiest Heroes, keeping just Calculate the Odds and Genius. Drawing four new cards. Sweet. So we are going to, right away, spend First Aid to go find our bow. And then I'll overview my hand for everybody so you know exactly what's going on there. So we've got Mockingbird, Expert Marksman, Genius, Calculate the Odds, Hawkeye's Bow, and Explosive Arrow. So first, let's get that bow on the table. We need to be doing damage. We need to be doing it now. Flip the scheme over so we remember exactly what goes on there. I think we're going to play Calculate the Odds, which is draw a card, choose a player to draw a card, and discard one card from their hand. So we drew a bunch of cards. I'm going to discard another copy of Stealth Strike. I love that card, but it's just not doing it for me in this scenario right here, right now. We are going to flip to hero form. And we've got to remember, we need to be using that collector ability as much as possible. So I am going to spend two resources to discard Expert Marksman, keep that as empty as I can with the Genius that was in my hand. I could play a Mockingbird, which is not a bad idea, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a Explosive Arrow to play Expert Marksman. Actually, I'll use Downtime to play Expert Marksman. And then I will Explosive Arrow the villain for three. I'll swing and hit him for another three. So we hit him for six right there. He's down to seven. We're going to ready everything up. And I'm actually going to pitch Mockingbird and just look for straight up damage. Because we know we can do three more next turn. If we get something like a Vibranium Arrow, we could just doom him right here, right now. All right, going to the villain phase. First villain phase. Let's overview my hand. We drew Explosive Arrow, Honorary Avenger, Sonic Arrow, Quake, and a Power of Justice. So we could get Quake and Power of Justice out. We could play the Sonic Arrow to confuse him, hit him, leave him at one, and flip him down confused. I really like that plan. Cool, cool, cool. All right, he got his one threat placed. He is going to attack us for one plus something. We are not going to defend. One plus zero from an advance. I like that. So we take one damage. I'm going to count my damage up on Hawkeye, so we got to get one little damage counter on here. Put it right above us. and we get one encounter card. That encounter card is Psionic Ghost. You're confused. Well, I've never felt not confused as Hawkeye, so that's probably okay. All right. What are we going to do? That was a turn. That was a turn that happened. First things first, let's play Power of Justice to play Quake. I think she is going to hit the Psionic Ghost for two. We'll use this. I'd really like to play Sonic and Explosive Arrow, but I don't think I can afford that. So what do we want to do instead? Do we want to play Sonic Arrow and confuse him? I think we do. We're going to use our Explosive Arrow to play Sonic. That's going to hit him for three, hitting the Collector down to two health. Four health, sorry. And confusing the Collector. We're all confused here. Nobody is sane right now. Except the Psionic Ghost. So Hawkeye's swing is going to go ahead and get rid of that ghost, because we don't need to leave a minion up. We're going to flip down to Alter Ego form. Before we do that, we'll play Honorary Avenger on Quake, just to give her one extra health, and we can ready everything up and draw our new hand. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's look for some Vibranium arrows here, shall we? We got a Quiver and Sonic Arrow, so not too bad, not too great. Let's go to the villain's turn. He's going to get a threat. He is confused. He will not scheme against us. We will get an encounter card, which is On the Hunt, Surge. Choose and either take 2 damage or discard 1 card at random from your hand. I am going to take the 2 damage. And then Surge into a Servant Bot. Guard and Patrol. It is a 1-1 minion. Not too bad. And it's our go. So what do we want to do here? We have a Sonic Arrow, a Quiver, an Under Surveillance, a 4 Justice, and a Spider-Man in our hand. So first things first, let's flip up. Let's swing and kill that Serpent Bot. Just get him out of there. We don't need to deal with any of that garbage. I am going to use Spider-Man to play my Quiver. And we'll search the top 5 cards in my deck for an arrow. We have a Cable Arrow, which we will put into my Quiver. And we put the rest back into our deck. Shuffle it in. We are confused, so we're not going to be able to use that Cable Arrow yet, but we might be able to use it to, like, empty the Gallery of Splendor right at the last moment. Alright, we are going to spend Strength to put Under Surveillance onto the main scheme, just giving us some breathing room. We'll spend Expert Marksman and 4 Justice to Sonic Arrow, the villain. The villain will go down to 1 and become confused yet again. 1 health and confused, that's about as good as we can get before we just want to burn the guy fully dead in one turn. So we're going to ready up and draw our 5 cards. We have 3 damage on us out of the 9 we're allowed. So we've got Honorary Avenger, Stealth Strike, Vibranium Arrow. Oh, and these minions are in the collection too. I totally forgot about that. So there are 2 cards in the collection right now. Wiccan and Vibranium Arrow. So we have 2 Vibranium Arrows, which is good. We could play them both. I don't know how much health he has in the next phase, but we'll see. Alright, he is going to get 1 threat. He is going to attack us for 1 plus 1, just 2 damage. So we are up to 5. And then we've got 1 encounter card coming at us. And that encounter card is the Vendarian Power Wand. Attached to the enemy with the lowest scheme. It's a hazard symbol, and you spend 3 lightning bolts to get rid of this. Well, there is only one enemy, and it is the Collector himself. I think we're just going to have to get rid of him as fast as we can. That's just about the only choice we have here now. I don't know what else to do. So Quake could hit him to the next form. We could shoot 2 Vibranium Arrows at him, which would be pretty feel-goody. I don't know what happens at the next form, so I'm kind of afraid to do that. But we can at least hit him there because he's confused. So let's have Quake hit him for 2. See what Collector 2 does. When revealed, in player order, each player must choose to put the top card of their deck face down into the collection or take 3 damage. I'm going to take 3 damage, terrifyingly, so I'm up to 8. And then I'm just going to commit to healing this turn instead of swinging him one more time. He's only got 14 health, so 14 health is fairly low. That's not the end of the world for us. Quake is up to 2 damage on her. So we could Vibranium Arrow him. That's probably worth it. We will use Stealth Strike to play Vibranium Arrow, hitting the Collector for 6. So he is now down to 8. I am going to flip and heal, most likely. Let's Quiver and see what we get here. We get an Electric Arrow or a Cable Arrow. We're going to take the Cable Arrow and put it into there and see if we can clear that side scheme eventually. Shuffle everything up. I'm deciding between playing Honorary Avenger or just healing up. You know, I could exhaust Hawkeye and just play another Vibranium Arrow. Let's do that. So we'll exhaust Hawkeye to ready his bow. We'll spend our last 2 resources to hit the Collector for 6 again. He's down to 2 health. We're going to flip down because we're also down to 1 health and ready up. And we'll see where things go from here. So we are getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards into hand. The main scheme is now up to 8, which is brutal. He is not going to activate against us because he is schemed. We have 4 Justice, 2 Electric Arrows, an Energy, a Skilled Investigator, and a First Aid in our hand. So we're pretty good. Pretty good looking here. He did not activate against us, but we get 2 encounter cards because of this Hazard Symbol from the Power Wand. So first is Gang Up. That's going to surge into another one. Attach to your identity. You get -1 Thwart, -1 Attack, -1 Defense, and it is an Obedience Potion from the Galactic Artifacts. And then we also get the poison attached to your identity. When your turn begins, place 1 poison counter here, then take 1 damage for each poison counter here. Oh, that's going to kill us. Spent 3 resources of different types to get rid of it, but I don't think we can, and we're at 9 health. We should have played that 1 Honorary Avenger. All that would have saved us. Well, our turn begins, and Hawkeye succumbs to the poison, so we are going to re-scoop. Shovel this all up and see if we can do a little better next time. Brutal. That's the nice thing about campaign, is you can always reset. We now know what happens when we flip the Collector, so that should be like kind of helpful, hopefully. I can't promise it'll actually make me play better, but we can try. We did take a loss in this standard campaign. How brutal is that? So we're just going to get everything set back up as fast as we can here. All right, here we go for game 2 against the Collector in this Stealth Strike series. We lost that first one due to some nasty poison from those galactic artifacts. I'm just going to shuffle my player deck over here, and then we'll see what our first card is in the collection. We now know what he does in his second form, so we know we've only got to do 27 damage total, so hopefully we can just burn him down real fast. I'm sort of regretting bringing Justice. Maybe I should have stuck with my aggression deck and just went for the burn, but we'll see how things go. Our opening card is an Honorary Avenger. Would have loved for it to be one of those Stealth Strikes that I have now found out are not very good against the Collector, but so be it. I don't know why I'm shuffling my deck again. Just for cheating's sake, I guess. Let's draw our opening 6 cards. We have Bow in our opening 6 cards. That is shocking. We've got a Sonic Arrow. I'm going to discard 3 cards, just looking for double resources and expert marksmen at this point. We get an Iron Hearts, a First Aid, an Explosive Arrow, so we're at least closer to our Quiver. Doesn't help us a ton. Let's shuffle the villain deck so we're ready to go here, and then we'll get underway. Alright, so we're going to play our bow. We are going to probably pay 2 for an Iron Heart, who will draw us a card. We will flip to hero form, and I think we're going to spend this other 2 to Sonic Arrow. Or I'm touching the threat, I should be touching the Collector. Stunt to confuse and hit him for 3. I think Ironheart is going to thwart the main for 1, take a damage, and Hawkeye is going to hit the Collector for another 3. Let's just get the burn going. 6 damage and a confuse in round 1. Which is going to let us flip down in the future. So, we've got 5 cards coming our way. Cable Arrow, Expert Marksman, Skilled Investigator, Sonic Arrow, and Expert Marksman. So we're going to get both Expert Marksmans down, probably. Bad guy's turn. He is going to get two threat. He is going to attack us for 1+3. That is 4 damage. Youch. Yowzers. Hawkeye does not like. And we get an encounter card, which is, hey, look, it's the Obedience Potion. So we get -1 thwart, -1 attack, -1 defense. Doesn't hurt us too much, but it's not great. It is our go. Let's pay 1 for an Expert Marksman. Let's use our Expert Marksman and our bow to Cable Arrow 3 off the main. We'll punch him for 2, and we'll use Sonic Arrow to play our second Expert Marksman, just so we're ready in the future. We're going to flip down at the end of all this and draw our 6 cards. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have got Energy, Strength, Calculate the Odds, Stealth Strike, Power of Justice, and First Aid. So basically a trash hand, but we do have a Calculate the Odds, so hopefully that helps us. He is not going to scheme because he's confused, but he will go up to 2 threat. And we get 1 encounter card, which is Shadows of the Past. Let me go find those Shadows of the Past cards. Alright, we're back. We have our Shadows of the Past cards. That means that Crossfire is coming out. We are getting a side scheme, and Mockingbird is going to come over here, wherever she may be. That side scheme has 5 threat on it. And annoyingly, well, luckily, we are in Ultra Ego form, so we don't take the damage from Crossfire. But that is a lot of things that just came out. I just searched my deck, so I have to shuffle it, and then I have to shuffle these other cards into the encounter deck. Good news is, none of these cards have you discard things. Bad news is, it's a lot of direct damage and direct threat placement, which is going to be really brutal for Hawkeye to deal with in this encounter. So, hopefully, we don't have to stay painfully dealing with this for too long. So, our Shadows of the Past has gone off. Our Shadow is here. He is ready to annoy us to heck. And it's our go. Calculate the Odds is a hero action. I just realized that. That's interesting. We are going to flip up. We are going to calculate those odds. Drawing 2 cards and discarding 1. Wowzers. We've got 4 resources in our hand and a Stealth Strike. First Aid and a Vibranium Arrow. Let's get rid of 1 of these Power of Justices. We don't have Quiver. Gosh, that stinks. We're going to Stealth Strike using a Energy and a Vibranium Arrow. It's going to kill Crossfire, sending him over here, and remove 2 from this Mockingbird side scheme. Then, we are going to spend 2 resources to discard Honorary Avenger. Crossfire can stay there for now. We'll spend a card on First Aid on herself. We'll swing for 2 only because of that annoying Obedience Potion. So he's down to 3 health. And we're going to ready everybody up and draw our 5 cards. We are hoping for the Shock Arrow here. Spider-Man, Quiver, Honorary Avenger, 4 Justice, 4 Justice. No such thing. Okay. We've got 2 threat going on the main. He's going to swing at us for 1+ something. And we will block with Ironheart this time. Only 2. Should have just taken it. Oh well. We get 1 encounter card. And it is a Crystal Ball. The player who defeats this side scheme may play a card from their hand, reducing its resource cost by 3. Oh, cool. So there is another side scheme out there. We're going to move our collection way over here off screen. Sorry about that, everybody. 5 threat. And we now have 3 accelerations out there, which is just not something that I ever want to deal with. Let's use Honorary Avenger to play our Quiver and search for that Shock Arrow, which might not exist. We did get an Electric Arrow, because there's 2 left in our deck, and an Explosive Arrow, so we're going to have to deck out soon and get some confusion, because we really don't want to put anything else in the collection right now. It's real dangerous. All right, so we played Quiver. We're going to spend two resources on a Fort Justice. I think what we'll do is we'll hit this. Oh gosh, if we hit this Mark for Death, another thing goes in the collection. It's not a thing I like. Maybe we can't do that. What else did I have in my hand? A Miles Morales. Yeah, I can't afford to play him. That's unfortunate. We will use our expert marksmans to Electric Arrow the Collector. Let's just get him into phase two here. We're going to have to take the three damage, quite obviously. And he's going to go up to 14. I think we're just going to Four Justice the main scheme and flip down for turn. And just hope we can build up a ton of damage. He is stunned, so maybe we don't have to flip down. In fact, let's just not set ourselves up for that failure. Thank you, Shock Arrow. All right, 14 is stunned. He is still getting 3 threat, which is obnoxious. He is stunned, and we deal with 1 encounter card. Let's see what our 5 cards are quick. We've got Stealth Strike, Honorary Avenger, Genius, Stealth Strike, and First Aid. So nothing that helps us, really. But we'll see what we can do. Our encounter card is On the Hunt. So we are currently at 6 damage. We can take 2 and then Surge into a Caught Off Guard. So there are 2 cards in our grossness. Upgrade or support you control. I'm going to discard an Expert Marksman. So there are now 3 cards in the collection. All right, let's quiver away. We've got Quake, Electric Arrow. Yeah, we're basically taking Electric Arrow, putting 4 cards back into our deck. We are most certainly going to play that Electric Arrow, and we'll use a Stealth Strike to do so. So that's going to hit him for 3 and stun him, letting us stay in this form. I don't feel super safe since we already died to poison once, so I don't know if we will leave it at that. I think we'll play an Honorary Avenger on ourselves to give us 1 more health, just in case the worst happens. So we are now at 8 out of 10 health. We'll use these 3 to play Stealth Strike, hitting him for 4. That's going to put him down to 7 in a stun. Feels pretty good. We can hit him for 2 more, hit him down to 5 in a stun. And we're going to ready up and make do with what we got. We've got an Explosive Arrow, a Quake, a Downtime, and a Wiccan. Shuffling our deck, so we're going to get an encounter card here. And he's going to go up to 9 threat out of 10. So we are barely going to squeak this one out with this horrible Justice deck that I put together. And we will never run Justice with Hawkeye again. I'm just kidding. Justice Hawkeye is usually pretty fun. I'm struggling with that collection over there. We've only got to hit him for 5, so all we really got to do is live here. Our last card is an Explosive Arrow. Yep, so we got enough in our hand to get rid of him. He is going to get 3 threat, so that's going to put him up to 9. He is stunned. He is a stunned collector, so let's remove that stunned token. We get 2 encounter cards. Our first one is Stay a While. Well, let's draw our hand, because that's going to change things. 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5. Stay a While. The collector attacks you with +1 attack. If you take any amount of damage with the top card of your deck in the collection, well, we're going to die. We're not just going to take damage. We're dead. So we can do that. Boom. Hawkeye's dead. That's annoying. And a caught off guard. So we ended up with 5 cards in the collection, too. Let's reset this thing one more time. Oh, my goodness. We might swap from Justice back to Aggression, because Aggression is just my true love with Hawkeye. Why even challenge it? But we're going to give Justice one more go. We'll give it a third swing here and see how it does. And I'm really hopeful that it is not so bad. So I'm going to get all of those nasty Shadows of the Past cards out of here. And we'll get set up. Wowzers, team. This is a thing. This is a thing. I haven't played the collector a ton because I don't find him to be super fun. And now I'm remembering why. No, I'm just playing. I think he can be really fun. Usually I do a lot better against him with status condition heroes. I'm kind of surprised that Hawkeye is struggling. I mean, he's struggling because he's working so hard to thwart. I thought Justice would help that. But I'm really thinking that we might do a bonus episode after we beat the Collector here with Justice. And run through with aggression just to show how much the Collector can just be taken down by a rush. And you might not get all the cards out of the collection. I'm kind of glad we lost there, because I think we had an Expert Marksman and something else horrible in the collection, which we wouldn't get to include in our deck for the rest of the campaign. Spoilers. But not the case. All right, Stealth Strike in there. That's exactly how I wanted this to start. Let's shuffle the villain deck a few times here. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Okay. Drawing our opening six. We have Explosive Arrow, Cable Arrow, Hawkeye's Bow, Skilled Investigator, Electric Arrow, Honorary Avenger. Let's get rid of Explosive. Let's get rid of Skilled Investigator. Let's get rid of Honorary Avenger. We get an Expert Marksman, a 4 Justice, and a Quiver as our reward. Wow, that is a great reward. I'm happy. We're going to flip up. We are going to use Hawkeye's Bow and Cable's Arrow to play... Actually, we'll use... what is this? 4 Justice to play our Quiver. We'll Quiver and see what we get. We are back into the shuffling game of Doom. First Aid, Genius, 4 Justice, Cable Arrow... and Power of Justice. We've got 2 Cable Arrows at our disposal right now. Seems kind of good. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of shuffling in this game because of Quiver. I might just start mashing. Okay. What do we got in our hand? A bunch of trash. That's unfortunate. We don't have enough to play Electric Arrow and Expert Marksman, so I'm just not going to. I'm going to use Cable Arrow to play Expert Marksman. We will Cable Arrow 3 off the main scheme. Hawkeye will swing for 3. Start getting some done, and we will keep Shock Arrow in our hand. So we're drawing 4 cards. We now have Vibranium, Expert Marksman, Stealth Strike, and Electric Arrow. Wow. Where my resources be at? Okay, 1 threat going on the main, so it is up to 2. He's attacking us for 1 plus 1. 2 damage. Not a big deal. And our encounter card is probably something horrible. It's an assault. So he's attacking us for 1 plus putting a ghost into play. So we took 3 damage, and we now have a ghost to deal with. Could be much worse. So let's Quiver. Where are those explosive arrows be? Ah, Quiver whiffed. Got us nothing. I'd like to not deal with that ghost, but I don't think it's going to happen this turn. We'll use one of these Vibranium Arrows to play an Expert Marksman. We'll Electric Arrow the Collector to stun him. Hawkeye will swing for 3 at the Collector. And we're going to stay in Hero Form 1 more turn. We're going to pitch Vibranium Arrow, but keep Stealth Strike, and see if we can draw into some Power of Justices. First place heroes, Spider-Man, Quake, and Power of Justice. There we go. Nice. This is not going to be bad at all. All right, 1 threat going on the main. It is up to 3. He is stunned. There is nothing coming at us, but this ghost is going to hit us for 2. So we're up to 5 damage as Hawkeye. We get 1 encounter card. It is a magical teapot. It has 5 health. When we defeat it, it goes to the victory display instead of the collection, and we can heal 4 damage, which seems pretty sweet for us right now. All right. Let's Quiver. We don't have any arrows in hand, so we get a Shock Arrow, a Sonic Arrow, a Mockingbird. I think we'll take the Sonic Arrow. Shuffle the rest back in, and we'll just go ahead and fire that right away. Hitting the Collector down to 1, and confusing him. It's going to give us 1 turn to flip down and see what we can do. We'd really like to draw into a bunch of 4 Justices and things that help us with Magical Teapot, because hazard symbols out there are no fun. I haven't used this card can the whole game. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm bad at this game. I'm bad at this life. We've used those. Played Sonic Arrow. I was thinking about stealth striking the ghost. But I think I might just leave the ghost there. And instead play Quake. Yeah. So Hawkeye will attack for 3, pushing the collector into his next form. He's also going to take 3 damage, putting him down to 1 life again. We like to live dangerously over here in Hawkeye Land. The collector goes up to 14. But luckily he's confused, so maybe that's okay. We're going to Earth's Mightiest Heroes to ready Hawkeye swing for 3 again. It's going to hit him down to 1 with the confusion. And we are going to flip to Alter Ego form. I don't think we're going to keep the cards in our hand, Stealth Strike and Spider-Man. We're just going to draw a new 6. And we've got Honor Avenger, Mockingbird, 4 Justice, Electric Arrow, Energy, and 4 Justice. So we could do a lot of thwarting here if we need to. We're probably going to have to heal, though. So we'll see how life goes. Villain's turn begins. He's going to get 1 threat, so he is up to 4. He is confused, so nothing's going to happen. But the ghost is not confused, so he's going to go up to 6 threat total. Discard our confused token. And we get 2 encounter cards here. The first one is a Caught Off Guard. Yuck. We're going to discard an Expert Marksman, so there's 2 cards in the collection. The second one is a Monarch Star Killer. He's a 2/2 villainous minion that we do not want to deal with. And it's our go. So let's see what we can do. We've only got to do 10 damage to him. We've got 5 on the board with Hawkeye and Quake. We could get to 10 with Electric Arrow. We could get to... Well, wait, we could get to 8 with Electric Arrow. My bad. And we could get to 10 with Mockingbird. That is not enough damage. How many Vibranium Arrows are in my discard pile? Do I like to... Oh, both. Dumb bummer. I was going to say, do I like to live dangerously? Not today, sir. We're going to heal 3. We're not going to live dangerously. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, I meant to exhaust Quake after that guy's scheme, so we're definitely going to do that. Okay, we are going to play a 4 Justice to remove 3 threat from this hazard scheme, bringing it down to 2. And then I'm going to spend 3 resources. Well, let's quiver first, see what we get. Probably nothing. We get a Sonic Arrow. It's not too bad. We're going to spend these 3 resources to play Mockingbird. She's going to eliminate this side scheme, putting it into our victory display and healing us 4 damage. That is what Magical Teapot does, I believe. I am all over the place with this card game. I'm sorry, everybody. The video is going to suffer this time. The audio suffered last time. You're all welcome. Wowzers, that was a turn that we just had. We've got 2 minions engaged with us. And the collector is going to be punched in our face. Let's draw our 5 cards and see what we get. We got Wiccan, Under Surveillance, Honorary Avenger, Downtime, and First Aid. So nothing that does damage yet again. All right, 1 threat going on the main. It is at 7. He's going to come swinging at us for 2 plus something. And we are going to spend our Honorary Avenger to bounce Mockingbird to hand and avoid all this damage. So 2 plus 1, 3 damage avoided. Unfortunately, we've got 2 more attacks coming at us. So first we're going to do Star Stalker, which is going to do 2 plus a boost card, 4 damage to us. And we take 2 more from Psionic Ghost. So we're up to 7 and we get 1 encounter card, which is the Cloak of Hercules. He now has plus 3 attack, not a thing we need to discard. All right, let's quiver away. What do we get here? What do we get here? We get an Explosive Arrow. I could put a bunch of things in the collection. That's not really what we want. We've only got to do 11 to him, and we've got 2 cards in the collection. So doing 11 isn't out of the realm of possibility. We've got 5 sitting on the board. first things first, let's spend this downtime to play Sonic Arrow targeting the Collector. It's going to hit him and confuse him. We still can't really flip down because there's just too many minions in play. But we've now only got to do 8 damage. We've got 5 on the board. Between Hawkeye's attack and Quake's attack. So we've got to get 3 more damage out there, and I do not see a path to doing that, unfortunately. I still think we hit him as hard as we can. So let's hit him for 5. He's confused, so maybe we can flip down and this isn't the end of the world. Let's spend 2 resources under surveillance. It's going to give us some breathing room there. It's just as good as thwarting in the current moment of life. And I think we're going to flip down. Threat's going to go to 8. We've got until 14. I think it's our only choice, so we're going to do that. Draw to our 6 cards. We don't deck out, luckily. And see where things go. So, 1 threat. He is schemed, so he's going to just... Or he's going to confuse. He is confused, so he's just going to scheme. Monarch Starkiller is going to scheme for 3. Oh, I think we did it, kids. I think we did it. So, adding 3 is going to put us to 11. The Cyanic Ghost is going to scheme for 2. Quake is not going to kill the Ghost. That puts us to 13. We do have 1 encounter card to deal with. It is an Assault, which is going to surge into a Philosopher's Stone, a side scheme that we can totally ignore. Bingo bango. 5 threat on the main scheme, or on that side scheme. It's our go. We want to get some things out of that collection, so we're going to do so. Let's flip up. We've only got to do 3 damage. That's just Hawkeye's basic attack. So let's spend 2 resources to get our Expert Marksman back into our discard pile. Let's play Calculate the Odds, drawing 2 cards and discarding 1. We'll discard an Ironheart. That's fine. Maybe we won't discard an Ironheart. Let's see here. Let's discard a First Aid. Can we get 6 off of the Gallery of Splendor to get us 1 more side scheme sort of thing? Let's quiver and see if we have a Cable Arrow. We do not. We have 1 card left in our deck, and it is a First Aid. So with Mockingbird, Ironheart, and Quake, we could remove 4 if we could get all of them out. I don't think we can. We could Stealth Strike into the Cyanic Ghost, remove 2. We then couldn't afford Mockingbird to get back to 4. So yeah, I think we're just out of luck. We're going to hit for... Can we get to 5? No. Well, we play Ironheart, and then we play Mockingbird. Let's just go for it. Let's play Ironheart. She's going to draw us a card. We get an encounter card. That's bad. But we know that's bad. Play Mockingbird. Hawkeye is not exhausted. He hasn't attacked yet. So we're going to shuffle our deck. We already gave ourselves a card. I just don't see a way to get rid of that side scheme and kill. Actually, there is a way. Because we haven't used our bow yet, and we have an Expert Marksman. So we can do a little a trickery here. We can scheme or thwart for 5. Getting rid of the Philosopher's Stone. Then we can Explosive Arrow. Deal 3 damage to the villain and each minion engaged. I don't really want to do that because I don't know. Yeah, we're just gonna hit him with Hawkeye's attack. I don't want to kill a minion and put it in the discard and not understand simultaneous effects. But we have defeated the Collector. Let us celebrate in Justice Land that the Collector has been defeated. Campaign log. We have 2 units, so record each player's unspent units. Yep, we are definitely going to do that. We have 2 still. We get 1 extra unit, so we go to 3. Record a number of units for each player equal to the victory in the encounter display. We have a bunch of cards that are victory 0, so that is none. Record 1 if there are 1 per player or fewer cards in the collection, so we will do that. So we are up to 4 units. 1 for each player if there's no threat in the main scheme. That is not the case. So we are up to 4 units, and we did not defeat the Badoon Headhunter, but we are now free to move on to Escape the Museum. So that was Hawkeye Justice. It took 3 tries, but we got there. We beat the Collector. I am going to do a bonus episode for YouTube only, where I am going to play that Hawkeye aggression deck against the Collector, just to see how fast I can burn him down. But thanks for tuning in to Stealth Strike. We will move on to the next and third scenario of Galaxy's Most Wanted in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. All right, all y'all. We're back. After that horrible, horrible defeat with Justice Hawkeye, well, two defeats and then a win in our Stealth Strike series, I wanted to show you how great Hawkeye aggression can be against Collector in a standard campaign. So I'm going to lay my deck out here really quick. We're going to shuffle everything up, and we're just going to do one quick match against the Collector. He's going to go down like that. Everybody's going to celebrate and cheer the epicness that is Hawkeye, and y'all will understand why he is the best hero that has ever existed. So we've got our 15 Hawkeye cards. We don't need to talk about those. They're great. Every card in there is good. Don't worry about it. We've got three copies of Honorary Avenger and three copies of Earth's Mightiest Heroes. We're just going to stack up how many zero-cost cards there are over here, because that is really important for Hawkeye, and you'll see why. We've got our three resources. For aggression, we've got four allies here. We've got Brawn, Bug, Hulk, Spider Girl. I would probably put Wasp in here, but apparently I didn't. I would probably drop a Skilled Strike for Wasp or a Mean Swing, but we'll get there eventually. We've got a Combat Training and three copies of Hand Cannon. At this point, I've got eight cards that could trigger my power of protection or power of aggressions, so I put them in there. And mainly that's because we're going to expend Hand Cannon as fast as we can. So we want power of aggression because hand cannons are going to be cycling through our deck. Most of our cards here are permanents, and honestly might not want to cycle hand cannon against Collector, but normally in this deck, I do. I also bring three copies of Skilled Strike and three copies of Mean Swing. So like I said, one of those six cards I would swap out for a Wasp just so you have one more ally to help you. In fact, I think I'm going to go grab that and do it right now. I'm going to swap a Mean Swing for a Wasp, and we'll be right back. And we're going to take on the Collector. We are going to play this like we were in our Stealth Strike series, so we've spent two units on this Calculate the Odds card that is going to be shuffled in. And we are going to burn this guy down before he even knows what's going on. We are going to be through his museum and escaping, and he won't even know. All right, we are back. We are doing this Hawkeye aggression run. We put Wasp into our deck in place of one of those Mean Swings, and hopefully you'll see the power of Hawkeye aggression in this amazing takedown of Collector 1 in Standard. Now, Expert Collector is going to be a little bit harder. You're going to start with some extra damage on you. In the campaign, you're going to start with more things in the collection. But if you're doing this in multiplayer, he can still burn the villain really fast while everybody else just maintains the collection and deals with other things that happen. And hopefully, we'll see just how that occurs very shortly. All right, so we're losing a Sonic Arrow. Not a big deal. We'd rather lose a Sonic Arrow than a Shock Arrow. Let's draw our six cards. Hand Cannon, Genius, Combat Training, Hand Cannon, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, Power of Aggression. Wow, does this get better than this? We're going to keep those four, because those are some of our key cards. Pitch two and draw two replacements. We get Calculate the Odds and Honorary Avenger. Pretty dang good. If you haven't seen this campaign card before, we're playing like we're in our campaign from Stealth Strike, where I ran Justice, and I wish I had run this instead. All right, so we're going to pitch our Honorary Avenger and grab Hawkeye's bow. So we've got a weapon in play. I'm deciding if I even want to play Calculate the Odds this turn. And I think I do. So we'll flip and play Calculate the Odds. That lets us draw two and discard one. Oh, wow. Wowzers. I think we're going to discard our Quiver. How weird is that? And we are going to Genius for an Electric Arrow. That will hit him for three and add a stunned. We are going to Power of Aggression for a Hand Cannon, for a Combat Training. And then we'll swing for four more, using all the tools at our disposal. And we're going to keep this Hand Cannon in hand, because it's pretty handy. Lots of hand puns. All right, here we go. We do not have an Honorary Avenger for Bug. Bummer, we tossed it already. But there's two more in the deck, so they could come up. Villain turn. He's going to get one threat. We're going to lose a card, or he's not going to attack because he is stunned. And we get this. The next time he takes damage, you prevent all that damage, put this card into the collection, and then put threat onto the main scheme. We really don't like that. That's gross. So we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do about that. It is our go. I think what we're going to do about that is we're going to pay two for Bug. Here is Bug. He's going to hit the Collector for one. Instead, this is going to prevent all that and put one threat onto the main scheme. So it goes up to six. Still not beautiful. We're going to swing for six damage, which is going to pop him to the next phase. We're going to take that 3 damage instead of putting another card in the collection. And he's going to go up to 14. That is turn 2. We're going to see what we can do about killing him next turn. Bug took a damage and then healed the damage when Hawkeye attacked. That's basically what happened there. So I am going to keep hand cannon in my hand again. Throwing 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Not great, but still something we could make do with. We've got one threat going on the main scheme. It is up to 7. He's going to attack us for 2 plus something. 2 plus 1. That is 3 damage to face. We're up to 6. We get one encounter card. It is a teapot that is going to reduce our attack by 1, which is kind of a bugger because all we had to do is 14 damage. But we're still at 4 attack, so I don't feel too bad about it. And it's our go. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to spend 2 resources to play Hulk. We are going to swing for 1 and then 3 with Hawkeye. Hawkeye will heal Bug. We'll Earth's Mightiest Heroes to ready Hawkeye and swing for another 3. It's going to hit him down to 2, or to 7. And we are ready to go. We've got 2 allies. I am going to keep this hand cannon in hand again. I'm just waiting for my power of aggression to show up. It may never occur, but this will do. This is still endgame in our hand, assuming we can live. So we're going to get 1 threat placed on the main scheme. I'm just going to flip one of these guys. So we are up to 8 threat. He is going to attack, and I'm going to defend with Hulk. That's the key to these big health minion dudes or allies, is they can soak some of these attacks. So 2, 3 damage goes on to Hulk, but he lives. That is the key. He lives. We get 1 encounter card. It's another one of those annoying attachments that gives him a hazard symbol, but not the end of the world for us, because we really don't care. It's our turn. We're going to get as fancy as we can here, I think. We've only got to do 7 damage, so I'm going to spend 2 to discard my Sonic Arrow so I don't lose it for the rest of the campaign. I'm going to spend 2 to play a hand cannon with 3 counters on it. So I've got a base attack of 4, 5, 6 at this point. If I want to use my hand cannon, but instead what I'm going to do is base attack for 4, use Mean Swing on the hand cannon, which will let me hit for 7 with just Hawkeye. Bingo bango, I think it was 4 rounds, collector's dead, 1 card in the collection, Hawkeye can just burn through this guy if you want. I mean, look at this, the encounter deck has 2 cards in its discard pile, there's a couple cards in play, but we were pretty high in threat. I mean, you're really racing him. You're just completely ignoring the threat and seeing what you can do. And generally, you can do pretty well with that. We even threw Quiver away just to burn the damage. I think Hulk's a key card there. Even in Collector Stage 3, sometimes Hulk can survive an attack. And that's a huge deal to have an ally that can jump for you and survive an attack. It lets you just sit in hero form and not worry about the Collector getting bored. One of my favorite Hawkeye decks ever. So we'll go over this deck again. I'm probably just going to try to run this all the way through the campaign and see how it goes. No more of this switching aspects and going to justice garbage. We are going to be Hawkeye aggro for the rest of Stealth Strike. I hope you all enjoyed this video. Make sure to like and subscribe. And if you ever want to send me a deck list to take up against a specific villain or a specific scenario, just leave it in the comments and I will add it to my queue so I make sure to play it on our YouTube channel. So, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoy Hawkeye Aggression as much as the rest of the world should. And have a great day, champions. Have a great day.